Thank you to all those inside and outside the States who've contacted me by email, by phone, or by having posted on social media their encouragement for me to stand as Chief Minister. I've been left in no doubt that if I decide to run, I'll have strong, possibly very strong support from many of my colleagues. If this important decision were about my personal ambition, status and a larger paycheck, it would have already been made and my name would have gone forward. But it's not. My role at Treasury is a critical role in our present system of government. Not only that, but we're in the midst of some very important work. In the short term, bringing our budget out of deficit, funding our capital programme, refinancing our existing stock of public sector debt, redefining the role of the contingency reserve in our finances, and of course, of great significance for our future in the longer term, the delivery of a diversified and balanced tax, pensions and benefits system fit for 2025, capable of sustainably funding decent public services for an ageing population. With that agenda, my personal preference would be to remain at Treasury to finish what I have started and to see the Deputy Chief Minister, John Lartoc, become Chief Minister. The Deputy Chief Minister's role has no raison d'etre other than to fill in the Chief Minister's absence, which is what we have. John has done this, when required, quietly and competently in the last 2 years in the Policy Council room, in the States of Deliberation, and on national and international stages. I have no doubt whatsoever that he could now step up to do so for the remainder of this term. The present Chief Minister's great achievement has been to ensure that egos are parked at the entrance to the Policy Council room, and he has ensured collegiate decision-making in a system without collective responsibility. These attributes are key in a system which requires a Chief Minister to lead without authority. Policy Council has developed a good rapport and a team dynamic, and this should not be imperiled. John would maintain this dynamic and ensure continuity. But if John will not stand, it's important that we fill the void and go forwards and not backwards. I actually sense very little appetite across the States to go back, even less so from those elected before 2012. Given the vote for change in that election, I think the 2016 electorate would be uncomprehending and perhaps unforgiving for those that supported such a step. Whatever my decision, it will disappoint some. However, I hope that it will be respected as a finely balanced judgment about from which seat I can best serve Guernsey in the next 2 years. Thank you.